Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
What'd you do this weekend? Oh my gosh, it's been so long. I haven't seen you since Friday.
You left early on Friday.
I know. Time has passed. We need to play a game of catch up. What did you do?
Well, I, along with 15,000 other people, some of whom were not from here, we're at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Saturday. Iowa was the host site for the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. So when we got there, they were just getting into the second half of Georgia versus Virginia. That went into overtime, by the way. Virginia takes the win. So Iowa will now play Virginia at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But it's really cool. You're walking up to Carver Hawkeye. They have this huge, big, inflatable March Madness bracket logo.
Oh, cool.
So we walk up and we're like this is always the problem. Who has the longest arm in the group for the selfie?
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy asking if, like, are you in line for the photo? We're like, we were just going to do you mind? So he grabbed one.
Now, nice.
He, at this point, because if you look, I'm smiling. My brother-in-law does not want to touch me. but Shannon and Sherry are, like, kind of making faces. The guy was on his knee. And he was trying to get, and I cropped the photo. He's like, I want to get the top of the arena, which was a cool shot, but it's like blue sky arena and then these six little dots of humans. We were so small.
What are you doing, my man?
I want to, like, show us, not, yes, I get that we're here, but we see this a lot. Thank you. So it was very nice of him to take the picture. Also, by the way, the two people to Shannon's left, not with our group, but we know them. This is when you go to an Iowa game, you just run into people.
Run into people, you know.
So, like, we walk from the parking lot up with them. We hadn't seen them for, like, 2 years. We would into them at random football tailgates. Used to tailgate
That's
with
fun,
Shannon's
though.
Parents. Yeah.
You know?
So we, made a couple of old friends, new acquaintances on our way up. And then, oh, boy, you run into a ton of people on the concourse. Even Teresa mentions in her note on my picture that they saw as Shannon, because Shannon and I were like, might as well just wait this game out before we have to dive in and sit down. So the
game one is happening, and then you're just waiting for the people to leave their seats so you can go sit down for the next game?
No, we had seats that one too.
Oh, okay.
But once you walk, because, you know, there's a lot of aisles, but, like, it's still like 16 seats long.
Yeah.
And we were right in the middle.
Okay.
Like, if I'm going to have to get back up to go to the bathroom or get another hot dog, might as well just wait until we're all sitting down for the Iowa game.
Right.
So,
how many hot dogs did it take?
Three.
Okay.
I had one.
Finally sated.
One at halftime, and then I had one at the end of overtime, and then I got one at halftime during the Iowa game.
I think I'm going to go get another hot dog.
Guys, anybody else want another hot dog? No?
No, Eric. That's a lot of hot dogs.
That's enough hot dogs for me.
Just enough.
Twizzlers, though.
We took a quick trip to Kansas City. The spring break, I did not imagine having a summer day in the midst of spring break. So I was not quite ready for this.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you know, we're all in shorts because it was 85 degrees that day. Carver Hawkeye got above 80 degrees inside.
It was 90-something in Kansas City. We were ready for it. We had shorts and everything. We had sandals or whatever. But it was so hot. It was, like, uncomfortable hot. We went to the zoo in the morning. And then we're like, we got to find something cool and, you know, in of doors to do in the afternoon. And I was all ready because there was this big Union Station that had just science exhibits and fun things for the kids to experience. And they had this Museum of Illusions, and I fully intended to go there. But my kids both saw that there was a Titanic exhibit, and they both agreed they wanted to do that instead.
Really?
Yeah. Knock me over with a feather. I was like, okay. So we go through the Titanic exhibit, and it starts with the photo that I have shared on the Z102.9 Facebook page. There's a nice little pop-up where you can look like you're on the very end of the deck of the Titanic.
Kind of a Jack and Rose pose.
Very much Jack and Rose. So Cora filling in for the part of Rose, and I am Jack right behind her. But as you go through the museum, oh my gosh, they've got little items that have been saved from the Titanic. You know, this is like a first class blanket, what that would have looked like. This is their tea set and whatnot, how it worked. And then it's like you board the ship, you experience it. They have a little card that has somebody's name on it and where they're from and how old they were and why they were sailing on the Titanic. And you get to go into the ship and kind of see what a third class barrack looked like. You get to see what a second class room looked like in the first class. It was interesting.
Was anybody in your group first class versus third class?
We were just kind of second and third.
Okay.
Yeah, of the four of us. But we go through and, like, you get to see all of these experiences and see how it happened that night. You see what the lookouts must have seen because it was such a foggy evening.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And they didn't have, there was a switch up in captains and they didn't have binoculars, so they couldn't see very far. And you see exactly what they see that night. It was fascinating and very sobering too, because then you find out at the end, did your person make it?
How'd your family do?
Not great. Nobody else made it but me.
Oh, yes.
You... And I fully intended to not make it because I was a 20-year-old male. I was like, women and children only, right?
Yeah. You no. probably stuck in steerage.
Snuck in a lifeboat and hid himself with a blanket so nobody knew he was there.
Coward.
He made it. He made it. He survived, which not many people did. Oh, my goodness.
Your girls love it?
Yes. Absolutely fascinating. It was really, really a cool experience. So immersive. Yeah.
I've done a couple of them. And yeah, anytime you have an opportunity to walk through, because the exhibits alone, the fact that somebody went down to the bottom of the ocean and got them.
And pulled these things back up.
Yes. And a lot of them were frozen in time. They've been down there for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we know enough of the story, historically speaking, that you can kind of fill in the blanks
right.
and kind of play that role as you walk through.
And you keep hearing people talking, you know, everybody's seen the movie Titanic now at this point, and you keep seeing like references to that, like, oh, this is what Rose's bedroom yes. would have looked like. Oh, Jack and Rose, and this is Jack's bedroom, and the grand staircase and all of that. But like, just as we get to the end, it was like, oh my gosh, this just really sobering experience of like, these are all the lives that were lost. Like, oh my gosh, this was a tragedy.
Well, from Iowa City to Kansas City, from basketball to reliving the Titanic, those are our photos. Now it's your turn. What did you do over the course of spring break, even just this past weekend? Get those posted right now. We'll get back to your photos soon. It's One Shot Weekends with the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
With all of that gorgeous weather, we've got a lot of indoor and outdoor photos from this past weekend and some spring break shots as well, including a shot of the mountains.
Yeah, no kidding. We got a little bit of everywhere this spring break.
Who was driving back on that one? Katie. Drive home from spring break. It's like a postcard. I don't know where these mountains are, but it looks absolutely beautiful. Katie, thank you for sharing.
Totally glorious. Whether it was a big vacation to the mountains or even just like a staycation around here. I love seeing everybody and what you did. Sarah shared a photo of her little guy doing a staycation fun at the fun zone. Do a little laser tag.
We've got Christina took her daughter to Bruce Moore for the very first time, which is quite the sight to see. Not only just the house is gorgeous, but kind of like your Titanic exhibit.
Yeah.
Understanding what it was like to live as a kid during the period, you know, there's no tablets, there's no television.
It's hands-on. You can actually see what it looked like.
Yes. Some people driving back from Florida, that would be our own Chad Taylor. They did a big stop in Plains, Georgia. He is a history nut, by the way.
Yeah.
Anything historic, and he wanted to go see where Jimmy Carter walked. So a stop off to check
Peanut
out
farm?
Jimmy, among other things, I'm sure, yes.
I love this birthday party that was held. Christina sharing her grandfather's 90th birthday party, which was held on Zoom. But of course, when you've got family from Oregon and Washington and Arizona and Iowa, everybody got to join in and wish Grandpa a happy birthday. So happy 90th birthday. Oh my gosh.
Jessica gets the award for the first sunburn of 2026. She says she didn't realize being out in the sun before and then went to a nice family barbecue and putting on those clothes. You know, like it's either usually you're in the shower or you're changing a shirt. And your arms and your back usually goes,
that's tender.
Didn't realize I got that much sun.
And always, always, I forget sunscreen. Like that first, we're going to be outside quite a bit and the sun's going to be intense. Just hate it.
Sharon, clarinet Sharon from the Z102.9 Marching Band, some fun mom-daughter time as part of, or I should say, offspring time as part of their spring break activities.
Love to see the pets too. Rebecca's cat got a brand new collar and doesn't appear to be enjoying it.
Is that the one where the picture seems to be off the
it's off its head?
It looked like it was trying to get it off.
Did it get the collar off? I don't know if it's gonna wear it all the time. Ashley's got a trip that got her son got to see the grandparents' dog, which is always fun when you see those little photos of the furry ones.
That dog is absolutely adorable. We had the Eastern Iowa Science and Engineering Fair over the course of the weekend as well. Looks like they're getting ready for Wizard of Oz at Kennedy High School. So some set building over the course of the weekend.
Jesus Christ Superstar is going on this weekend. Thank you, Karen, for sharing your photo of that. And then we've got just a ton of photos of Iowa Hawkeye basketball.
Stacy, they went and noticed, she wrote out, like, we had to, it was Iowa wasn't quite on point for an Iowa basketball team. So not only were they sweating it out, but just fans of the stands because it was so hot in the arena there. So, yes, sweating it out, good way to describe it. We've got a shot from Teresa as well. And then there's Reagan, a saxophone player from the Z102.9 marching band.
Yeah, she was, I thought, going to be playing saxophone with the Hawkeye band. But no. She had a different job on Saturday. She was the courtside mop crew.
I'll have to keep an eye out today to see if she's rocking a sax, a mop, or both.
She's got a saxophone to the side, a mop in the other hand, and she can do both things.
Whatever you need, Reagan's your girl.
Yep.
Thanks to everybody. Keep putting those photos up for One Shot Weekends with Z102.9 and our Facebook page.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
We started with our 10 favorite things in the morning and our 10 favorite things at night. And now we are pitting them against one another, bracket style, to eventually have a matchup where the winner of the morning scramble will take on the winner of Jaden at Night in Early Bird versus Night Owl.
Yeah, that'll be like our grand championship. But we are trying to whittle down the play to figure out what our best competitor is. And I gotta say, this is a really tough matchup with game one here of Early Bird versus Night Owl. We've got Coffee taking on Bowl of Cereal.
Now, Bowl of Cereal may be coming in a little tired because they had to take on Morning Workout on Friday.
That's true.
Right now, Coffee seems to be running away with the game, but there's still plenty of time to vote.
Yes, make your vote heard. You can do that by going to the Z102.9 Facebook page and voting for who you think should advance in this competition.
So that is the competition for this morning, and we will keep that voting going through the rest of the show. And then a little bit later tonight, Jaden's going to have Movie Marathon taking on Sunsets.
Ooh, that's an interesting matchup. I mean, the splendor and beauty of nature versus the splendor and beauty of cinema.
The romance of a sunset. You don't hear people getting engaged at the movies.
No.
But people will get engaged when the sun goes down.
Oh my gosh.
You don't have a lot of people taking pictures of going to the movies, but boy, they love taking pictures of sunsets.
These are really tough calls, though.
It's Early Bird taking on Night Owl. Right now on the Early Bird side of the bracket, Coffee taking on Bowl of Cereal. Who you got? You can vote on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Coming up later tonight, Jaden at Night, Sunsets taking on Movie Marathon. Follow along with the entire bracket at KZIA.com. Just click on the Morning Scramble page.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
So I'm not sure who to look for taking responsibility here, but somebody needs to step up. Somebody who is close to Shia LaBeouf, because he's out there just kind of flailing. On Friday night, Shia found himself in a shouting match with police in New Orleans. At one point, he was reduced to tears, just very upset. That's a video that was released from his recent trip to Rome, where he was screaming at obscenities at a woman, pacing on the sidewalk. He was yelling, and nobody was sure who he was yelling at.
That was in Rome?
Yeah, and I don't know when that happens, you know, on the timeline, because all of the things seem to be happening in New Orleans,
right.
But that one was just a one-off in Rome. I don't know. I feel like it's clear he needs help. I don't know how you intervene. Is there a conservatorship thing that can get started up? I don't know.
Do you think we've hit this point where all of his friends are like, I've tried to help,
we've tried.
Like we're done.
Tried.
He's an adult.
Yeah, he was
on his own
for a time.
He's made money. He's successful. He should figure it out.
I don't know, but
something needs to happen.
Something needs to change.
Or something horrible is going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the fear. Speaking of horrible things happening, Justin Timberlake, you remember back in 2024, that DWI arrest in New York, just outside of the Hamptons, the police body cam footage was released on Friday, a version of it. Some of it has been redacted. He was trying to keep anybody from seeing it at all. However, it has gone public. Here are some of the highlights. He was asked if he's in town visiting. He says, I'm on tour. I'm on a world tour. And the officer's like, doing what? And Justin says, hard to explain. World tour. I'm Justin Timberlake. So, like, singing?
So do we think, because anytime police lights go on, your brain gets dumb.
Yep.
Agreed?
Oh, yeah.
So do we think that's an alcohol thing, or, like, did he freeze for a second? Like, hard to explain, world tour. Like, also in his brain, he's like, how do you not recognize who I am?
I'm Justin Timberlake. Like, how is this happening? Yes, there's a little bit of that, too. But he was struggling with the field sobriety test. He actually said that these are, like, really hard tests. especially when you're drunk. At the police station, Justin's reviewing his paperwork. He made some jokes about the race he selected being white. He seems confused as to why he's in custody at all. So he just keeps asking questions. I'm very confused.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
Now I want to see the parts that were redacted.
Yeah, I know. Now show me the other clips. Just.
He cannot do the alphabet backwards. That's for sure.
Okay. Netflix had a hit on its hands in 2024. The roast of Tom Brady earned 26 million views, spent 3 weeks as their global number one in the top 10, which was huge. Everybody was talking about it, and now they're back with a brand new roast. This time, Netflix is going to be roasting Kevin Hart.
Seems appropriate.
It seems very appropriate.
Does it start with a wax statue? Please see last week's Z-Sleeze for that callback.
Please, please. He's a former roast master. He volunteered to be part of their live special. It's going to air after their Netflix is a Joke Festival, which is a big live festival with a bunch of comedy, podcast tapings, variety shows, exclusive events, things that they host in Los Angeles May 4th through the 10th. It'll all culminate with this. Comedian Shane Gillis is going to be hosting the evening. So they don't have any word yet on the participating comics, but I have to assume you have to get Nikki Glaser.
I want, like,
she crushed at the Tom Brady one.
Who are your top roasters, though? Like, his best friends are like The Rock.
Jeff Ross, yes. The Rock would be great.
Mr.
Cannon, Nick Cannon.
Mask Singer, Father of a Thousand.
Father of a Thousand, Nick Cannon. Yes. Has to be involved as well. Yes.
I could see Nick Cannon actually doing a decent job hosting also.
I can too. If The Rock gets, if you get enough like good writers, you can come up with some good material. But
and I think Kevin Hart's been doing it a long time. I think he's got thick skin.
Like, I agreed.
I want him, it's not when they did it on The Office. And Michael Scott's like, now it's getting personal.
Okay, guys. And enough with the short stuff. Like we,
yes,
the short thing has been done. I want to see some really good material here, people. Okay, that's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We hope you didn't hear this. The scramble screwed up.
Did you just fall over?
No. I can stand just fine.
I looked down. I look up, I hear a sound, and what looks to be you cattywampus.
I was taking a step closer to the microphone, and I moved my arm, and I hit the chair, but everything is fine. I'm fine.
And that's going to start Thursday night. Extreme Cold Watch going all the way into midday coming up on Saturday.
Did you say Extreme Cold Watch?
Oh, I wish I did say Extreme Cold Watch.
Cold Watch?
It's an Extreme Cold Watch.
Dang it!
But I want to put a pin in Extreme Cold Watch.
Extreme Cold Watch would be awesome.
You have access to the machinery at St. Ludmilla's.
By taking them to a radio court of law with Jury in a Hurry.
19 to 20% of the time. I meant to say 99% of the time.
19 to 20% of the time. It works every time.
It's like Sex Panther, male cologne.
Not even a good percentage. Okay, what is this song? What's
it's
it called?
It's called Fever Dream, Claire. This is brand new by Alex Warren. You're welcome. What is this song? Were you asking or did you know the answer?
I was asking Jack. He brought it from the future and you just stole it.
Back it off, Eric.
I'm so sorry. Now I feel bad. Why'd you ask him one more time?
The best of the worst of the morning scramble. Z102.9.
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.